Hey there, and welcome to a Meaningful Mess podcast. Before we get started, I just want to say thanks for listening. I'm your host, Andy McNair. I love sharing about and advocating for gifted education, talking about passion-based learning, aka Genius Hour, and just sharing practical ways to make learning meaningful for today's learners. If this is your first time to listen, please check out the trailer episode to learn more. But for now, let's dive into today's episode. Here we go. Welcome back to episode 70 of a Meaningful Mess podcast. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately about family involvement and how that connects to gifted education. I recently did an episode on family involvement when it comes to Genius Hour, and I just couldn't help but continue thinking about that and how important it is that we make family involvement a priority when it comes to gifted education. You know, so often I think gifted education programs can be misunderstood. I don't think families always understand how beneficial they are or even what they are while why their child is involved in that part of the day. I think these are conversations that we need to have. And so on today's episode, I want to share with you just some really practical ways to make this happen. I began thinking about this, I think, more often over the last couple of years because I've had the opportunity to work with parents more. I have been doing professional development for educators for a long time, but it's become more, I've had more situations where not only will I go in and visit with teachers, but then I'll stay and in the evening have the opportunity to work with parents. And as I've had the opportunity to do that, I've just realized how hungry parents are to be involved in the process and to learn more about what giftedness means and how they can help support their gifted learners at home. I know that's not 100% always the case, but I think it's the case more often than we sometimes assume. And so what I want to do on this episode is share six practical ways that we can involve family members in the gifted program. And as we talk through these, I'm going to give some really specific ideas, but I want you to think about your specific community, your specific gifted program. And the reality is some of these things you're probably already doing, but it may just give you a little bit of a different perspective or maybe a new idea that you could make happen. Whatever that is, my hope is that this episode just kind of reminds us all of how important that school-home connection is, specifically when it comes to gifted education. Okay, so let's dive right in. The first way that I think we can involve families in the gifted education program is to hold family information sessions. This is exactly what it sounds like. It's the opportunity to deliver information around the idea of what is giftedness, right? What is it? What is it not? And how can we serve it well? And I think you could also do information sessions around the gifted program itself. What does the gifted program look like on your campus or in your district? And let parents ask questions. I think there are so many different ways these information sessions can be held. I think you can bring in an outside expert to have this conversation. Oftentimes I go in and talk to parents about the giftedness conversation. What does it mean for my kid to be gifted? How can I support them well at home? I do a lot of meetings with parents around those ideas, and I love doing that. So if that's something you're interested in, you could visit my website, andymcnair.com, and go to booking, and you'll be able to find information on parent information sessions there. But I also want to say that you don't have to bring someone else in. This is something that you could do yourself as a campus or as a district. It could involve the people who actually serve gifted learners being able to deliver this information and answer questions. You could also do a student panel and let the students share their experience of being gifted learners. Whatever that looks like, it could be a mix of those things. You could have someone come in and share and also have your staff share as well and have a student panel. There's just so many different ways that you could make that work. But these family information sessions can be really beneficial because I think it's an opportunity to get everyone on the same page. right? That way you're being transparent, you're answering questions, and you're giving families a space to really have an opportunity to think through, hey, how can I partner with the school to really understand the idea around giftedness? And how can I understand the program well so I know what my learner is experiencing at school every day? And so creating a specific space and time for that, I think, can kind of provide the intentionality that is necessary to make this happen. So family information sessions, definitely something to consider. Number two, family teacher conferences. You know, I think so often when I was in the general education classroom, these conferences were always a priority for me. They were almost something that I had to do. But when I began to serve gifted learners, when I first started doing that, I operated under the assumption that the conference that they had with their gen ed teacher was enough. And I just want to say that that's not the case. In order for gifted learners to be served well, I think it's important that if there's going to be a conference, if you are a gifted educator or you're the gifted specialist on a campus, you should be involved in the conferences that are held about the learners that you serve. And if that's the case, if you're able to go in and do that together, I think that is amazing. But I think if that's not the case, if conferences aren't being held, then you should hold those conferences yourself. You know, oftentimes I think we assume that gifted learners are fine, right? What would there be to talk about? Well, there's a lot to talk about. Gifted learners still need the opportunity to share their growth and how they're doing. And there are so many things to talk about beyond academic performance. Of course, you can talk about academic performance, but also considering social emotional development and any other concerns that their parents may have or that you as their teacher may have. I just think having conferences that are specific to the idea of giftedness and how that giftedness is impacting them as a learner and their school experience can be really beneficial. So again, whether you join a gen ed teacher conferencing with parents or you hold the conference yourself, doesn't matter. We just want to make sure that the parents get that perspective of it's you know, what are their needs as a gifted learner and how are we addressing those at school? All right. Family teacher conferences. Number three, family advisory committees. This is probably one of my favorite ideas because I'm a big fan of advisory committees because I think it offers a different perspective that we sometimes cannot see as educators. And sometimes I think advisory committees can be a little bit intimidating because we think to ourselves like, this is just going to turn into, if we get all these parents together or all of these family members together, this is just going to turn into a big gripe session. And look, if the culture isn't set correctly or there aren't boundaries that are in place, that might become the reality. But I want to be honest with you. I work with a lot of schools and a lot of gifted education programs. And some of the ones that I see that are most successful have really great parent advisory committees. And I think one of the things that I think makes them so great is that they've been intentional about creating that culture and setting those boundaries so that the parents are there to support the educators. And sure, there is an opportunity to share, hey, this is what is working, this is what isn't working, but there's this, we're all in this together idea behind it all. So it doesn't turn into the blame game, which I think is really important and can have a huge impact. So family advisory committees, those can include parents of gifted learners, family members of gifted learners, and maybe even community members with an interest in gifted education. That just gives the opportunity to kind of hear a different perspective and be completely transparent, because it's that transparency that I think some of the gifted programs that are doing it really well, oftentimes what is driving that success is their transparency and their willingness to hear from people outside of the program and respond to some of those ideas. So family advisory committees, another great idea and something that really isn't that difficult to do. It's just making it a priority and making it happen. Number four, family resources. you know, so often in our classroom, we have a classroom library for our students to check out books and we have things for them to access. But what if we also thought about having family resources in our classrooms, specifically for families of gifted learners? I think about some of the books that I've read around gifted education, and I'll think to myself, like, oh my gosh, if this parent of this kid that I had would have read this book, we would have had such a different experience. But they're probably not going to go out and buy that book. They don't know where to find those things. And so having a classroom library for parents to check out books and return them is not a bad idea. And it's not just books that we can provide as resources. That's a great idea, but gosh, you could even create resources or provide resources like board games that they could play at home that would challenge their thinking, that would, maybe it involves critical or creative thinking, and they could check out those board games to play at home. Or you could share podcast ideas with them that they could listen to on their ride home from work. There are some great podcasts about gifted education that you can listen to and share with parents because it gives them a perspective that they may not hear otherwise. So whether it be books, board games, podcasts, or even websites that you share with parents, just giving them those ideas. And one last thing I'll say, sorry, I thought I was done with this part, but I'm not. One last thing I'll say is that even sharing community events, and that could even happen in the car line, right? Maybe you're putting little Jenny in the car and you remember like, oh my gosh, little Jenny loves dinosaurs. And I saw that at the museum this weekend, they're having a dinosaur exhibit. Just like saying that in passing and letting parents know, that's so appreciated because number one, it helps parents know that you see their child. And number two, it gives them an opportunity to feel connected and to play a role in that learning experience. So helping them find online resources, books, materials, but also sharing events that are going on in your community can be really powerful. So family resources, definitely something that we want to consider and make a priority when it comes to asking family members to support the gifted education program. All right, number five, family workshops. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, wait a second, Andy, we already talked about that. That was number one. Nope, number one was family information sessions. That's when we're delivering kind of broad information about giftedness itself or around the gifted education program. Family workshops are about specific topics. So maybe you do a family workshop on giftedness and perfectionism, or maybe you do a workshop on the social emotional needs of gifted learners. Maybe there is a workshop about ADHD and giftedness. And again, you could bring in outside experts. This is something I would love to work with you on. If you would like to provide a workshop and would like for me to come in and share, I would 100% be willing to do that. Again, you can go to my website, andymcnair.com, click booking, and you can check out information around that. But this could also be something that the teachers on your campus could provide. Man, we have gifted education specialists for a reason. They specialize in these things. And so if you've gone to a conference and you've learned something specific that you think your parents would benefit from, then host a family workshop and let them come in and learn those things. So again, a family information session is kind of those big ideas around giftedness and what the gifted program looks like. Family workshops is where you are training them and delivering information around a very specific topic and how it connects to giftedness. So family workshops, and you could schedule these. These could happen face-to-face or they could happen virtually online, just whatever, however you think your parents will respond. But I think they would be very well received and very much appreciated just because I think there are so many parents who are just doing the best they can and they don't know what they don't know, right? And so giving them an opportunity to learn these things and to understand some of the things that they may not otherwise understand can be really powerful. And we can play a big role in that as educators and as even administrators on a campus if we're intentional about this. All right. The last thing that I want to talk about are volunteer opportunities. You know, I think sometimes in my classroom, I didn't always ask for volunteers as much as I should have because I didn't want to put people out, right? It was like, they're working, they're busy, and I don't, you know, it's my job to run my classroom, or they're not going to want to come in. And look, all of those are wrong assumptions. Parents, family members oftentimes want to help. And it is not a bad idea to ask them to do so. All they can say is no, right? Or not respond at all. But I would rather ask and them not respond than not ask and them assume that I don't want their help. And so volunteer opportunities, there are so many opportunities that you could put in front of them. It could be, they could come in and help with projects. Think about Genius Hour and the opportunity to serve as outside experts. Maybe you have some parents who were gifted when they were in school and they can serve as mentors for gifted learners. They can assist with special events, special projects. There are unlimited ways that parents and family members can be involved in the gifted program, but they're not going to just call and say, well, they might, but they're not always just going to call and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. What can I do? We're going to have to ask them, and we're going to have to open up our classroom to them. And so providing these volunteer opportunities, I think, can just kind of be that missing puzzle piece that can connect school and home and help our learners see that we really are all in this together and that we want to serve them well and give them what they need. So let's go over these six pieces one more time. These are six ways that family members can be involved in and support the gifted program and how we as educators and administrators can bring them in to do so. First of all, we talked about family information sessions. We talked about family teacher conferences, family advisory committees, family resources, family workshops, and finally, we discussed volunteer opportunities. So I want to kind of challenge you to think about the different pieces that we talked about. And again, maybe some of these you are already implementing 100%, but hopefully one or two of these ideas were new or maybe something you haven't thought of. And even if you don't do it right away, maybe this is something that you think of for next school year, but how could you make that a reality on some level? I think some schools are going to be able to do it on a really grandiose scale and do it in a really big way. And then some schools are going to be able to kind of start small. It doesn't matter. It's just about getting started. But this idea of partnering with home and encouraging parents and families to partner with school, I think can be so powerful and has the potential to really change the way that our learners see the school experience. I think it's something we really have to make a priority right now. So I hope that this episode has challenged you to kind of think of some new ideas. Even if it wasn't on my list, maybe it kind of sparked a new idea for you. But more than anything, as always, I hope that this helps you find a little meaning in your mess. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to learn with me today. I absolutely love this community and enjoy sharing and learning with you. Check out today's episode notes by swiping up in most podcast apps. If you'd like to learn and connect more, you can follow me over on Twitter at McNairAN3, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Meaningful Mess. You can always find tons of resources, inspiration, and information over on my website, andymcnair.com. Be sure to check out my blog, Genius Hour resources, and so much more. Enjoy the rest of your day, and as always, I hope that today's episode has inspired you to find meaning in your mess.